Hello and welcome to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Ager, and here is the latest news on Sunday the 13th of November 2022. This week there are new language pages about Nengone, a southern oceanic language spoken mainly on Mare Antiga Islands, which are part of the Loyalty Islands province in New Caledonia. Da Kaka, a southern oceanic language spoken in the southwest of Ambrin Island in Malampa province of Vanuatu. And Sa, or Locket, a southern oceanic language spoken in the south of Pentecost Island in Penema province of Vanuatu. There's a new constructed script called the Cebuano script, or Suatsinungbu, which was created by John Clement Hussein and Mares Barrio Quinto as an alternative way to write Cebuano, or Bisaya, a Philippine language spoken mainly in the central Visayas region of the Philippines. There are new numbers pages in Etruscan, a language that was spoken in Etruria in Italy from about 600 BC to the 5th century AD, Nengone, which we've already mentioned, and Ingrian, a Finno-Ugric language spoken in the Ingria region in the northwest of the Russian Federation. There's a new version of the Tower of Babel story in Lunbawang, a North Bornean language spoken in the Sesayap River area of North Kalimantan province in Indonesia. There's a new Omniglot blog post about the word myriad and other ways to refer to large or countless numbers. And the usual language quiz. See if you can guess what language this is.
Markap mirwal jamar kole ngarakko. Ngarangga tuwal wukkiri taruk ja numalangon. Jaga miriaman ga numalain. Mar numatu yakkan jamang ulana yaitkuru. Yurungulini itu jamang ulana yaitkuru yam.
Here's a clue. This language is spoken in the Northern Territory of Australia. The mystery language in last week's language quiz was Cimbrian, or Cimbrish, a Germanic language spoken in the northeast of Italy. There's a new Celtiadir post this week about words for up, above, and related things in Celtic languages. And on the Celtic Pathways podcast, we're looking at some crooked and twisted words. In the adventure in etymology this week, we're getting perplexed and confused by the origins of the word befuddle. And we ask, if you can be befuddled, can you also be fuddled? Oh, and I joined Mastodon this week, specifically Polyglot City. I'll be posting there fairly regularly as Omniglot. Join me if you'd like to. In other news, I went to a concert this week featuring the Welsh harpist Catherine Finch and the Senegalese kora player Seko Keita, who sang in Wolof and Mandinka, not languages you hear very often in Bangor. It sounded wonderful, both the singing and their playing. You can find a transcript of this news, links to all the pages mentioned, and other podcasts at radio.omniglot.com. Omniglot News is also available at omniglot.com/news, on Twitter at omniglossia, and on the Omniglot page and Omniglot fan club page on Facebook. If you would like to support Omniglot, you can make a one-off or regular donation at patreon.com/omniglot. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for listening and goodbye.